Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Sibusiso, good morning to you. Thanks for talking to us this morning.
Well, good morning to you too, and thank you very much. And thank you very much for having us. And good morning to your listeners at home.
Just before you start with the interview, it's Kathy, by the way. You can now tell everybody that Macklemore opened for you this morning. Nice. Okay, let's get to the serious conversation about tax.
I would imagine that many of us didn't even know that a tax ombuds office existed. Tell us how we access that particular office and give us a sense of the kind of complaints that are lodged with you.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Ketty. I'm not sure whether I'm audible enough, am I?
You're fine.
Can hear you perfectly.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, our office has been in existence since 2013. We were established in terms of the Tax Administration Act in South Africa. And how did we come about? There was once a commission which used to be called Professor Katz Commission, a Katz Commission. That commission was established years back just to look at some of the inefficiencies, you know, around the tax system in South Africa. So one of the recommendations that they've recommended was that the country need to have a body or an institution that will be independent from SARS, because at that time SARS was seen or perceived to be a referee and a player. So then that's how the tax ombuds. So when there was introduction of the Tax Administration Act in South Africa around 2012, then the introduction of our office then came into place. So what do we do? Obviously, as you all are aware that we are established in terms of the Tax Act, and then there was a parliamentary process that had to be followed. We have mandate, and that mandate that we provided was that we need to deal with any complaint. It must be administrative, procedural, or service-related against SARS. Very importantly, the complaint must be against us in the application of the Tax Act. When we refer to Tax Act, we're not talking about one specific tax type, but all taxes that are administered by SARS in South Africa. Could it be VAT, value-added tax, pays you an income tax, or any other tax administered by SARS? So when we talk about service, what do we talk about? The service we are referring to, you go to a SARS branch and then you find that SARS is not providing the service that they should be providing to you. That's a service. Procedural, we're talking about, for example, you have an assessment that you're not happy about, and then you go to SARS and then SARS say, I'm not happy with this assessment. And then obviously you follow the process of objection. When you object, SARS will then say, they allow that or not, and then they have about 60 days to come back to you. Should they fail to do that, which means they have failed you procedurally. And when we talk about administrative, and obviously that's a self-explanatory, so that's what we're looking at. And of course, as indicated, that there is a mandate and there are limitations as well. There are some things that we're not allowed to look at, like any matters that are related, for example, if it's a matter subject to objection, we may not look at that matter. If it's a matter before the court, we may not look at that matter. If it's a matter that has to deal with the SARS processes, and then we are of the view that these processes are fair processes for SARS, or that are applied by SARS in a fair and in a manner that doesn't affect the taxpayers, then we don't look into that.
Sibu, two important issues, that of cost in terms of the cost of approaching your office, and secondly, your authority to resolve a dispute. Would you mind just addressing those particular issues?
Okay. In terms of the cost, obviously, our services are free of charge. You don't pay anything.
Okay.
We go all out for you just to assist free of charge. As indicated, that we are a government agency, so the government take care of all the responsibilities as far as the costs are concerned, in terms of paying for staff and all the resources that are required by us as the Office of the Tax Ombuds. In addition to that, we also have the access, obviously, to staff systems, which we are privileged. So whatever that you bring to our show, we are able to go to staff system and then do a thorough investigation to see what really transpired.
And any determination you make, I would imagine, would hold water. I mean, it would be, they'd need to obey.
Obviously, what happened, there's one thing that is important, the texture that I need to understand, is that at this stage, our recommendations are not binding.
Oh, however, okay, that's interesting.
Should serve, hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, okay.
We can hear you perfectly.
Okay, yes, are not binding. However, should serve feel like they're not going to implement our recommendation, they need to do that in writing. They need to respond to us within 30 days and advise that our recommendation will not be implemented. And they need to provide us with a reason why they're not going to do so. And obviously what we can do on our side or what we do on our side, we include that on our annual report. Remember, at the end of financial year, the tax ombud, which is a judge, Brandon Webb, and his team of senior managers, they need to go and account in parliament. So some of those issues, they may be included in the annual report, so they also may be sort of presented in parliament as issues that SARS has opted not to recommend, not to implement. But what I must maybe add is that 99% of our recommendations that we have sent to SARS, they were all implemented.
Okay, so that is interesting. That makes it somewhat better. Last question for you, Sibu, because we're out of time. If I want to approach your organization, where will I find your details? How do I do it?
Okay, you can visit our website. We are available on www.taxombud.gov.zn.
Oh, that's easy.
www.taxombud.gov.za.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.